إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He has achieved the great success. عباد الله معشر المؤمنين بالله. The logical and intellectual evidences and proofs, all of them prove that our Lord Allah Jalla fil Ula, He is the true Lord and He is the only deity deserving of our worship, and that none besides Him is deserving of al-ibadah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ. And He is the one in the heavens, He is ilah. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. And upon the earth, He is ilah. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ. This ayah shows us that in the heavens, Allah is ilah, meaning He is the one who is deserving of worship. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. And upon the earth, He is the one who is deserving of worship. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He said, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. That He is Allah in the heavens and in the earth. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ. He knows your secrets and that which is out in the open. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. And He knows that which you earn. Meaning that He is the one who is worshipped, and the Tawheed is His Tawheed, and divinity is for Him in the heavens and in the earth. And He is known as Allah, and people supplicate to Him and they love Him and they fear Him, except those who disbelieve amongst the jinn and mankind. Allah Jalla Jalaluh قد استوى على عرشه. He rose above His throne. وَيُدَبِّرُ أَمْرَ عِبَادِهِ. And He controls the affairs of His servants. وَهُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. And He is the true King and the true owner. يَقُومُ بِنَفْسِهِ. He is self-sufficient. وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ لِغَيْرِهِ. And everybody else is in need of Him. غَنِيٌّ عَنْ كُلِّ مَا سِوَاهُ. And he is not in need of everybody besides him. وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَاهُ إِلَيْهِ فَقِيرٌ. And everybody else besides him is poor in front of him. هُوَ اللَّهُ. He is Allah. الْخَالِقُ. The creator. الْبَارِي. The one who invented everything. الْمُصَوِّرُ. The one who has fashioned all. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. For him are the beautiful names. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorify him. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. فَهُوَ الَّذِي يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبِ. So he is the one who forgives the sins. وَيُفَرِّجُ الْكَرْبِ. And he is the one who alleviates the difficulties. وَيُنَفِّسُ الْهَمِّ. And he is the one who removes the anxieties. وَيَنْصُرُ الضَّعِيفِ. And he is the one who gives victory to the weak. وَيُجْبِرُ الْكَسِيرِ. And he is the one who heals the one who is broken. وَيُغْنِيَ الْفَقِيرِ. And he is the one who gives to the one who is poor. وَيُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةِ. And he is the one who answers the supplications. يُمِيتُ وَيُحْيِي. He gives death and he gives life. وَيُضِلُّ وَيَهْدِي. And he causes to be misguided and he guides others. وَيُنْعِمُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. He blesses upon a certain group. وَيَسْلُبُ نِعْمَتُهُ عَنِ الْآخَرِينَ. And he removes his blessings from other people. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. He is the first and the last. And he is the most high and he is the closest. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And he has complete knowledge of everything. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ. He is the first before whom there was nobody else. وَهُوَ الْآخِرُ لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ شَيْءٍ. And he is the eternal and the last after whom there is nothing else. وَهُوَ الظَّاهِرُ لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ. And he is the highest and most elevated and there is nothing which is above him. وَهُوَ الْبَاطِنُ لَيْسَ دُونَهُ شَيْءٍ. And he is the closest and there is nobody closer to him. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Because he has complete knowledge of everything. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, his knowledge, it has covered everything. And nothing escaped his ability. And his mercy is greater than everything. And he gives and he gives. And nothing weakens him. Nothing lessens him. Despite that which he gives to all of creation. And he is Al-Kareem, Al-Jawad, Al-Mannan. He said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ. That if the first of mankind, if the first of you and the last of you, وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ. And the jinn amongst you and the humans amongst you, قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. If all of you, all of mankind, from the beginning to the end, from Adam to يوم القيامة, including the men and the women and the jinn, the males and the females, if all of you stood on a single field, فَسَأَلُونِي, and every single one of you asked me, فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتُهُ, and I gave every single being whatever he or she wanted, مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, then this does not take away anything that which I possess with me. فَسُبْحَانَهُ لَهُ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So glorified is Allah, the one for whom is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Everything is an evidence for him. And he is the most apparent from everything. The existence of everything is an evidence for the existence of Allah. The existence of creation is an evidence and a proof for the existence of the Creator. Everything which exists is in need of Allah. Everything which exists is an evidence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever looks at his own self and ponders over his creation and how Allah has created a human being in perfection and how every single limb and organ plays a part, then this is an evidence for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever thinks about creation and everything between the heavens and the earth and everything which is in them, from the volcanoes and the mountains and the valleys and the oceans and the birds and the plants and the humans, then he knows the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ تَحْرِيكَةٍ وَفِي كُلِّ تَسْكِينَةٍ شَاهِدُ. For Allah, in everything which moves and everything which remains still is an evidence. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. And in everything for Allah there is an ayah. In everything there is a proof and a sign for Allah, proving that He is one. And how many ayat in the Quran has Allah mentioned His creation and ordered the people to think about creation and contemplate creation? Because all of this is an evidence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have with us a principle: kullu makhluqin dalilun ala al-khaliq. Every created being is an evidence for the existence of its creator. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And upon the earth are signs for the people of certainty. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And also in yourselves, do you not think? And after all of this, all of these evidences and clear signs, and everything being a sign of Allah, then there exists a number of people, a group, and there exists a movement, and this movement is dangerous, and this movement, it disbelieves in the existence of a creator subhanah, and they call themselves atheists, mulhideen. And Allah said upon the tongue of His messenger, Allah said upon the tongue of His messengers, قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ, that they messengers, they said, meaning the people who disbelieved in Allah, the messengers whom Allah sent to them, they said to them, أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there any doubt in Allah? Is there any doubt in the existence of Allah, فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and He is the creator of the heavens and the earth? Meaning there is no doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَعْشَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِاللَّهِ. The meaning of ilhad, or the meaning of atheism, is to disbelieve in the existence of a creator. And this thought, or this belief, it contradicts a person's intellect, and it opposes logic, and it contradicts the fitrah, the innate belief that every single human being is born upon. And it negates everything which we see around us, and everything which is perceived. And it also negates the divine religion which Allah has sent. And despite all of this, yet this movement, it grows and it spreads amongst the people. In fact, even in this country, and this country was a rich Christian country, deep in Christianity, in which the church ruled the land and the law for many, many years, for centuries upon centuries. And despite this, many of its population is now atheist. And many of the European countries, and they are Christian countries, who believe in a God and believe in a creator, yet many of them are atheists. And even more dangerous than this is that some of the Muslim youth have been affected by atheism. The doubts of atheism, it has reached and touched the sons of the Muslims and the daughters of the Muslims. And the danger has become so severe that some of them have left the fold of Islam. And even worse, they will come on YouTube and they will come upon the channels and the TV, and they announce the fact that they have left al-Islam, the apostasy. They show it to everybody and they are proud of it. And they disregard the religion and they mock the Muslims. And even though those people who have left, those Muslims who have left the fold of Islam, although they are only a few at the moment, yet they are only a few. However, the doubts of the atheists have reached many Muslims, and the arrows of the atheists have injured many Muslims. And perhaps your son, perhaps your own daughter, is still a Muslim, hasn't left Islam, but has been affected by the thoughts of the atheists, or is injured by an arrow of the atheists. And this injury and these thoughts and these effects, they aren't something which can be seen. It's not like somebody who stops practicing Islam and you can see it apparently. Rather, these thoughts are harbored in the mind. And maybe he'll remain a Muslim out of respect for you or out of fear for you. But the thoughts are inside them. And they are finding difficulty with some of the doubts which the atheists are throwing at them. And al-ilhad, atheism, it isn't something which was known throughout history. Yes, people differed in which God they worship. So some worship Jesus and some worship an idol and the Muslims worship Allah. But in terms of negating and disbelieving in a creator, then this was never known throughout history. It was never a movement, never a religion throughout mankind or throughout history. Except a few odd people, just individuals who were outcast by their own communities. However, in the last three centuries, and specifically the 18th and the 19th and the 20th century, al-ilhad, atheism, it began to spread. And this was due to the battle between the church, Christianity, and between science in Europe. And when the church and the ministers of the church, when they failed to fight against the scientific advances and they couldn't defend their religion, then the church, it lost its authority and it was defeated. And this was because of science and scientific theories. So the atheists, they saw this as an opportunity to bring about atheism, to disregard the church, to make sure that the churches have absolutely no say in the law of the land, and to disbelieve in all of the religious tenets of faith. And the main amongst them is al-imanu billah, believing in Allah, believing in a creator, believing Allah has created everything. And so atheism, it began to spread. After it was something which was not known and odd to the people, and not known throughout centuries of mankind. In all of the religions, it was not known. Then in the 18th and the 19th and the 20th century, because of the failure of the church and Christendom, it gained motion. And it started to spread amongst the people, and especially in Europe. And then this atheism, it found certain people, governments and states which funded it and pushed it amongst the people. And atheism, it uses what they call scientific theories, and it uses social theories, and it uses psychological theories or economic theories in order to further and prove atheism. And the objective of atheism is all the same, it's the only one. It is the removal of any religious sacredness. That religion does not have any role to play in the law of the land. And this atheism, it didn't come out initially. They brought it out in the form of secularism, al-ilmaniyya. And secularism, it means that religion and state are two different things. If you want to practice your religion, then practice it at home, within the confines of your own house. However, religion has no part to play in larger society. So this was the beginnings of atheism, to push religion to the side and to belittle religion in the eyes of the people, and to make sure that people, they lose focus in the akhirah and they lose focus on al-iman billah, and having and believing in a creator, and instead they occupy themselves with the worldly life. And so any laws have to be from the people, not from God, not from the creator. And this is how slowly atheism, it spread. And they said that this world, it is only that which you can see. There is no hereafter. There is no Jannah, there is no Jahannam, there is no God. only what you can see and what you can hear, what you can sense and prove, this is what exists. Like Allah said in the Quran, that they say, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. And they will say that we only have this life. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. The only life which we have is this life. You only live once. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. And we will not be resurrected. Meaning there is no akhirah. There is no second life. And in reality, ma'ashal muslimin, al-ilhad, atheism, it comes in different forms, with different names and different arguments. And some of these names or ideas is atheism. And some of these names and ideas which I will mention, it prepares the way for atheism. Or it brings atheism close to the people. So for example, al-wujudiyya, existentialism. That we only believe in the existence of that which we can see. Or ash-shiyu'iyya, communism. Communism, although it is a political movement, but it brings about atheism. And secularism. And liberalism. Socialism. Ad-dunyawiyya, materialism. And Darwinism. And non-creationists. And free thinkers. Or being a skeptic to everything. All of this, it eases the path of atheism to come upon the people. And the important principle which the atheists have with them is that we will only believe in that which we can prove. Our belief is based upon that which we can prove. However, the contradiction of the atheists is thus, that they don't say we can prove that God does not exist. So the atheists, they do not have a proof that God or the Creator Allah does not exist. They say our belief is that there is an absence of proof according to them for the existence of a Creator. So the atheists in their own belief, they have a contradiction. They say that we only believe in something which we can prove. So if you say to them, okay, prove to us that a God or a Creator or Allah does not exist, they say we don't have a proof to prove this. But we have the absence of a proof. And this is a contradiction within their belief. And as I mentioned, the existence of Allah and the existence of the Creator is proved by the aql, by logic and intellect and reasoning. All of this proves the existence of the Creator. And science as well. And al-fitra, the natural, innate belief of a human being, is open to al-Islam. And also al-his, that which we see and feel and touch around us, and the things that we go through, and how Allah answers our dua. All of this proves the existence of Allah. And also the divine sharia. The divine sharia with its miracles and prophecies. All of this proves in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said regarding Fir'aun. And Fir'aun akfarun nas, the most disbelieving of people. He was the greatest atheist. Why? Because he said, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Fir'aun said, I am your Lord, the Most High. And yet when Allah spoke about Fir'aun in the Quran, He said, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرًا. That when our ayat, when our proofs and signs came to him and they were clear and convincing, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They said, this is only magic. And then Allah said, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. That he, Fir'aun, and the followers of Fir'aun, they stubbornly rejected the proofs and the evidences which were clear. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. Even though inside them, they knew that these signs were from Allah. But why did they do this? ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. Just to oppress others. And just to gain authority upon the land. And out of arrogance. So the greatest of atheists, and he is Fir'aun, because he negated Allah and he disbelieved in the existence of a Creator. Even when the ayat came to him and he saw these ayat, he still stubbornly rejected them. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا Stubbornly rejected it. Even though وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ Inside him, inside their own hearts and minds, they knew of the existence of Allah. And they knew the existence of the Creator. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ إِلَّا يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ That there is no newborn baby except it is born upon a fitrah, a natural, innate, humanistic belief in the existence of the Creator. And for this reason, atheism was never known for centuries and centuries, and humanity atheism was not known. Only in the 18th, 19th and 20th century, when the church failed, then atheism, it played a role. And we have to know, why are people convinced by atheism? And why are some of the Muslims, the Muslim youth, affected by the doubts of atheism? First of them, as I mentioned, the historical battle between Christianity and science. So when Christianity lost to science, then the atheists, they found a way in. Also, the role of the church, the backwardness of the church, the shirkiyat which they had, and the stories and the myths and the saints and the ceremonies and the celebrations which they had, all of this was considered backwardness. The second reason why it affects some of the Muslims is because of an inferiority complex, or because of a weak Islamic identity. And so they look at the West and they are amazed by the West, and they look at the Muslim culture, they belittle their own culture, and they belittle their own language, and they belittle their own heritage, and their sciences, and their religion, and their ummah. And also, they believe that the West, it has only advanced because of atheism. It is atheism which has led to the advancement of the West. And this is not true. Rather, this is falsehood. Because whoever studies history and looks at the history of nations, he realizes that the West, they only advanced because of murder and wars and killing and stealing and plundering the poorer countries, the eastern countries, and especially the Asian continent and the African continent. It wasn't because of atheism, it was because of their treachery and their war and their pillage and their plundering of those countries. Also, from the causes of atheism spreading the minds of Muslims is that they do not understand the issue of al-qada wal-qadr, the decree of Allah. Even the kuffar, if God exists, then why am I poor? If God exists, then why is there a drought in a particular country? Also, a lack of Islamic knowledge and not knowing the aqidah, along with the dangerous doubts which the atheists are throwing. Also, from the causes which increases atheism amongst the people, and this is important, is the love of the people for the shahawat, for the worldly desires. So they want to enjoy completely all of these illicit desires. They don't want anything to prevent them. And this is appropriate for atheism. So when there's no halal and no haram, and there's none who watches over you, and there's no hisab, there's no jaza, there's no accountability in the akhirah, there's no reward or punishment, and when there's no inner voice, and there's no conscience, and when there is no jannah and no jahannam, then a person only has his shahawat. He only has his desires. So therefore, what prevents him from becoming drunk and intoxicated with alcohol and drugs, and having as many women as he wants, and cheating as many people as they want, if there is no halal and no haram, and there is no Allah, there is no creator, and there is no akhirah, there is no jannah, there is no jahannam, there is no jaza, there is no hisab, then there is nothing to prevent them in fulfilling every single illicit desire which they want. And also, from the matters which cause atheism to grow is the contradiction that some of the Muslim youth see in some of the masajid. So when they see that some of the masajid, they are calling to the worship of those in the graves, and there is a backwardness in some of the masajid and their calls and their aqaid, and how they have changed and innovated their religion, and some of these ceremonies and celebrations and these acts of worship which they have innovated, the stupidity of how they do dhikr, the stupidity of how they celebrate, the singing and the dancing and all of this stupidity and absurdity, then this causes a person to doubt his Islam. He thinks that this is Al-Islam. And yet, Al-Islam is free from it. And from the causes of atheism is arrogance. Arrogance inside a person. That he believes that he's better than everybody else. And he's better than his community. So he has to dress a different way to them. And walk in a different way that they walk. And be different to them. And believe in that which is different to them. So atheism, it brings arrogance in a person. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Those people who debate regarding the ayat of Allah, بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ, without an authority أَتَاهُمْ that has come to them, إِنْ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ إِلَّا كِبَرٍ. They only have arrogance and haughtiness in their hearts. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Ma'ashar al-mu'mineen. We mentioned some of the reasons which caused atheism to grow and spread in Europe. And the most important of them historically was the failure of the church. And how the church could not stand up in the 18th and the 19th century to science. And scientific advancement and advancement of technology. So when the church failed and these scientific theories gained ascendancy amongst the people, then the atheists, they found a way in. So they used science in order to disregard the church. And then they bought secularism and liberalism and the rest of these systems. And so the masajid, they have to take a lesson from this. That if the cause of atheism amongst the Christians was due to the church's failing to play its role, then the same can be said about the masajid when it comes to the Muslim youth. And as I mentioned, perhaps we don't have in our community here in the masjid, somebody has left the fold of Islam, may Allah protect us and our youth. But perhaps we have within the masjid, within your own family, within your own sons and daughters, those who have a doubt inside them. Those who are perplexed by something which they heard at school. Those who don't understand something from Islam. And perhaps they see it in contradiction to science or proofs. And therefore we have to pay attention to this. And there are a number of ways with which the masajid, the imams, the du'at, as well as the mothers and the fathers, they can confront this atheism. The first of them is in the study of the seerah. That we have to make the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beloved to our youth. And how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, how he stood firm against all of the doubts and the kuffar and the mockery of the people. Also at-tawheed. We have to sow the seeds of at-tawheed and al-iman. And this is the danger of belittling tawheed. Those people who belittle tawheed, in actually it is stupidity. To belittle tawheed and the da'wah of tawheed and the scholars of tawheed, this is ignorance and stupidity. And the dangers of this is atheism and kufr and shirk and remaining in Jahannam forever. Also, for us to teach our youth regarding al-qadr, al-imanu bil-qadr khayri wa sharrihi, that we have a belief in the decree of Allah and also the hikmah of Allah and why everything occurs. And why is it that Allah makes some people rich and some people poor? And why is it that He makes some people healthy and some people ill? And so on and so forth. Also, that we teach our youth to stay away from these doubts and the people of these doubts. At the same time, we teach our youth the answers to these doubts. Also, from the ways is to give our children the confidence in terms of there should be lectures, khutab, leaflets, books. So if a doubt comes to them and they don't know how to answer their doubt, at least they know that there are books in the masajid and there's the imam and there are lectures which you have heard, and these lectures have disproved these doubts. And in reality, my brothers and sisters, this is a lecture, or rather lectures in of itself, and it is about tawheed and iman and studying shirk and the doubts of shirk, studying kufr and the doubts of kufr. But the masajid cannot ignore this problem like the churches did. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم أذل الإلحاد والملحدين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة